Well, this is National FFA Week, and we are visiting with Atlantic FFA instructor, the director here, Eric Miller, who's in with us here this morning. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us.
How big a deal for you guys is FFA Week? It's not just lip service, is it?
No, FFA Week is a good way for us to kind of talk about all the good things that we do in agriculture, all the good things we do here in our chapter every year.
Mm-hmm. Such as?
Well, we have a couple of little interesting things. We always have the tractor day. Everybody loves that. We did a faculty breakfast this morning, so we thanked our teachers for all the stuff and all the time the kids missed from class. We do a few other things. The dress-up days everybody seems to like, and that's a good time. And we actually celebrate our chapter birthday every year. This year our chapter is going to be 79 years old, and so on Friday we're going to have some birthday cake.
Awesome. How does that stack up with some of the others here in Iowa? Is that a fairly old chapter?
We're one of the older chapters. I think there's, probably 40 or 50 that are older than us. And so we're one of the older chapters. We're not the oldest, but, you know, we've been around for a long time.
Sure. Well, and I suppose it happens and then it continues for a lot of reasons. Some of that is the community support that you get.
Definitely. Our community has been outstanding. If you come into the ag room sometime and look at the Wall of Fame, you'll see we've had so much community support and so many students have been willing to really work hard for the FFA for so long. And it's just unbelievable. Every time we need something from the community, they're always there to help us without question. So can't thank the community enough for all the support they give us.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk, too. We have Carly Westphalen here with us, too. Carly's one of the FFA students here in Atlantic. Carly, how long have you been involved in FFA?
I've been involved in FFA for 4 years.
Okay. Since you could?
Yeah.
Okay. Why'd you get involved in the first place?
Just something new to try. I really didn't know what else to be involved in. In high school, so I just tried FFA and I love it.
Okay, now you say that. Now I'm gonna go a different direction here too. I understand it's also a family affair for you.
Yeah, my great uncle Delbert, he was the first to get the American degree, and I now have my Iowa degree, so it's a good thing. Hopefully more people in my family will get that stuff.
You bet. When you decided to get involved in FFA, what were your expectations? What did you anticipate getting out of it?
I really didn't know anything about FFA, so it was all new.
Okay. So what have you gotten out of it so far?
Well, a lot of stuff. I don't know really what else I can explain, really.
Well, let me go this way. What's the coolest thing you've been able to do? What's the best thing so far you've been able to do through FFA that you may not have experienced otherwise?
Show my horses at county fair.
Okay. And have you gotten a chance to go to, like, convention or anything?
I went to state convention, I don't know what year, but it was a great experience. You got to meet new people. It was fun. Yeah. And this year I get to go to state convention.
Do you keep in touch with some of the folks that you met?
I have with a couple people, but not a lot of people.
Yeah, well, at least you start that networking opportunity, because that's part of FFA also. It's not just what can it do for me now, it's how can it help me down the road too, right? Talk a little bit about your experiences here. What do you have a focus at all with your FFA experience? I mean, some kids enjoy working with their hands through FFA, some enjoy the animal experience, some enjoy the leadership opportunities. What part do you enjoy?
I mainly enjoy the animal experience.
Okay.
And, like, the scrapbooking and all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, because I saw you working on a project when I walked into the classroom today. What's that?
I am doing this year's FFA scrapbook, and it basically has everything that we did throughout the past year in one book.
So now you realize just how busy you guys were.
Yeah.
Real busy. Do you get a chance to advertise a lot then, too? Because with FFA, it's always a recruiting game. It's no different than an athletic team. You got to be out there recruiting all the time. Are you guys always advertising? Are you always out trying to recruit some of the younger students?
Yeah, we try and recruit a lot of the eighth graders. This year we have our eighth grade FFA members. They're a lot more involved than I thought they would be. Mm-hmm. And so it's great to get more members.
Look down the road a bit. How do you see FFA fitting into your life and what you learn, what you will be able to experience in FFA now? How do you feel that that'll fit into your life later on when in the work world?
Well, the leadership. I know that a lot of stuff that I learned in FFA, it's going to help me a lot throughout the next years of my life. And it's just great being able to have that, and many people need to try try and get those skills.
Excellent. Well, Carly, thank you so much. Continued success with your FFA experience.
Thank you.
All right. Eric, when you talk to some of these different students like this, you get different answers because they all look at FFA in a different way. They all want something different out of it. Is that what makes it kind of fun and unique for the students?
Yeah, that's what's the best part about this, because you'll get whatever you put into it back out of it. I mean, that's the important part. If you want to work hard and work on a lot of different things, you'll get a good experience. If you choose to just show up and come to meetings occasionally, that's what you'll get out of it too. Mm-hmm. Students like Carly, who's worked extremely hard over the years, she's done a great job and really kind of come out of her shell the last few years. A couple of years ago, this might have been a kind of a tough interview for her, but not anymore. She's stepped right up to the plate, never had any real issues with it. So that's what I love seeing, is watching the students grow and mature as young adults.
Yeah, well, it's a different classroom atmosphere than some of the standard classroom work that you see, and I think that's what attracts some of the students into the FFA program in the first place. Can you share with us some of your leaders here in the FFA program here in Atlantic?
Yeah, we have Lexi Friend, who's our chapter president. She's the first female chapter president Atlantic's had, so that's pretty exciting this year. Nate Mowens, our vice president. Emily Swegling is our secretary. Alexis Bates is the treasurer. Kale Pellet is the reporter. Morgan Barkley is the sentinel. And Braden Bean is our student advisor.
And how many arms did you have to twist to get them to take those positions, or did you have people stepping up wanting to fill all these roles?
You know, at first it's a little bit of a struggle sometimes for kids to want to step out and be that leader. But as they get a little bit older, they really push to have some of that leadership experience. We're going to have a lot of candidates for office this year. Our elections are coming up in the middle of March, and so we'll have our new officer team will kind of take over at our banquet at the end of March.
Absolutely. I keep hearing from folks out there, too, that there are real opportunities through FFA, not just in the classwork the things you can learn through the classwork and the experiences that you get, but there are opportunities out there professionally through FFA. There are a lot of what we used to call voc ag teachers out there. There are a lot of those positions. Those people are retiring. There are a lot of openings out there. It seems like there are always opportunities for folks who want to get into that field.
Yeah, if you want to be an FFA advisor or an ag teacher, now's the time, because we have, right now I think there's currently 6 ag teacher positions open in the state of Iowa, and this is pretty early in the season for that. I think it's estimated that there'll be 30 new ag teachers needed this year. There's been several city schools that have tried to add ag as a program, but nobody wants to take the job. And so, you know, schools like Fort Dodge and, you know, potentially Waukee someday, West Des Moines, or Des Moines Dowling is actually looking for an ag teacher now. And so when you start looking at this, the careers are there, the job's there. And we need young people to step up and really, you know, take that leadership position, become an FFA advisor, you know, and take the FFA into the next generation.
Absolutely. Yeah, somebody's got to do that. Somebody's got to lead. County Fair. We see a lot of activity in FFA during County Fair. That's just, you know, realistically 1 week out of the year. You do so much during the rest of the year in preparing and doing the other coursework that you do. But how much does County Fair mean to the FFA program because of the visibility that you get?
Well, it's a way for kids to show off their projects, to show off all the year, the hard work they've done working with those animals, working with that static exhibit, doing all that different stuff that they do. And it's a good way for us to kind of recruit, to say, look, here's the fun things that we can do. We have our students talk to the younger members as they come through the food stand or as they come through. Those kids have an opportunity to show those leadership skills they've gained over the years, you know, and be able to really push the FFA and talk about how we do the things we do and why we do the things we do. And that's the big deal, is being able to have that leadership skill, to be able to have that opportunity to talk to kids. That's important, and that's what County Fair is really for us. You know, and the fact that the kids have an opportunity to make some money. You know, they sell their livestock that they raise, put a little bit of money away for college or for whatever the reason they want to have it, and it's a good opportunity for them to get that real-life farm experience.
Unless you show horses, then you don't get to turn around and sell it for profit, right, Carly?
Yeah.
All right. I tell you what, give you some advice. You're going to need a bigger room soon because you're running out of bricks on the wall back here. You're filling up fast.
Well, that's the goal. One wall is almost done. The other big wall's got all the whiteboards on it. And so hopefully in the next 20 years, we'll have the room filled and we'll have to start working down the hallway.
And the significance for folks who don't know of the wall?
The Wall of Fame has a list of all the candidates who have gotten their Iowa FFA degree or their American FFA degree. I think we're at 176 Iowa degrees and 29 American degrees. And that number went up this year. We've added six more to the wall, so that's pretty cool. We have two candidates for the American degree that are working on their project, so we'll see if they get that done this year and if they can earn that prestigious award.
Excellent. Pretty exciting stuff. The fact that they not only want to enjoy the class, enjoy the opportunities, but really take advantage of what's out there, too. So a lot of fun. Carly, thank you so much. Eric, appreciate it. Happy FFA week.
Thank you very much.